Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The S&P 500 just printed a new all-time high, brushing off a government shutdown like it was nothing. But is that the whole story?
Not even close. The headline number is hiding the real action. While the indices look calm, money was moving aggressively under the surface. It was a day of clear winners and losers, and that's where the opportunity is for tomorrow.
So let's break that down. The market completely ignored the shutdown drama. Why? What's the bigger driver here?
It's all about the Fed. Today's economic data was, frankly, weak. The ADP payrolls report showed a loss of 32,000 private sector jobs. The ISM manufacturing number is still in contraction. For the market right now, bad news is great news.
Because it forces the Fed's hand on rate cuts.
Exactly. The market is now pricing in a 100% chance of a rate cut in October and nearly a 90% chance for another one in December. The bond market is screaming confirmation. With the two-year yield dropping 6 basis points, the market has decided the Fed is more important than Washington, D.C. right now.
Okay, so with that as the backdrop, where did the money flow? I saw healthcare had an absolutely monstrous day, up 3% as a sector.
It was an explosion that was all driven by headlines around the new Trump RX initiative. We saw huge, almost double-digit pops in names like Eli Lilly, Thermo Fisher, and Biogen. Pfizer itself was up nearly 7%. That's a pure catalyst-driven move.
Is that a durable trend, though, or just a one-day sugar rush from the news?
That's the right question. While the initial blast is impressive, I'm more focused on the sectors that showed steady, powerful accumulation into the close. And that brings us to tech, specifically semiconductors. The SOX index was up over 2%, and it wasn't just drifting higher. We saw real strength.
Right, and consumer discretionary also held up well, thanks to big moves in Nike and Tesla, which has its delivery report coming up.
Correct. But while those were strong, the real story for traders is the M&A buzz that lit up the utility space. It perfectly captures one of the market's biggest underlying themes.
You're talking about the AES news, a potential $38 billion buyout. That's a massive number for a utility.
It is, and the reason why is critical. This isn't your grandfather's utility deal. This is a direct play on the power grid needed for the AI revolution. Global Infrastructure Partners is reportedly making a huge bet that surging data center demand will require a massive ramp up in power. This deal could put a spotlight on the entire sector. Names like NextEra and Duke could be next.
That's a fantastic point. It's an infrastructure play on AI. All right, let's get tactical. Based on today's close, what are the key setups you're watching for tomorrow?
I'm focused on names that showed explosive volume and relative strength into the closing bell. These are the setups that often get followed through for one or two more days. First up is cybersecurity. CrowdStrike, ticker CRWD, closed right at the high of the day on expanding volume, while the NASDAQ 100 was just chopping around. That's pure relative strength.
So for CrowdStrike, what's the plan? Are you chasing the open?
No, you let it settle. The key is to see if it can hold the $497 level on any morning weakness. If it can base there, the next logical target is a push through the big $500 psychological level.
Got it. What else is on the breakout list?
Let's talk about the semi-leaders. Applied Materials, AMAT. It pushed to new highs with its group and closed strong. The plan there is simple. Does it hold the breakout base around $217 on a retest? If it does, that's your entry signal for a potential move towards 220.
And you mentioned some more speculative names that had what you called squeezy moves.
Absolutely. A PLD, a name in the data center space, had a high volume breakout late in the day. For a swing trade, you're watching that $24.50 area. If it pulls back and holds that level, it could be a great spot to get involved.
So those are continuation plays. Any anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling but haven't broken out yet?
Definitely. Taiwan Semi, TSM, is a leader that's been building a solid base. It hasn't had that explosive move yet, but it's part of the strongest group in the market. We're anticipating a move there, just waiting for the volume to come in and confirm the breakout.
Perfect. Before we wrap, let's hit some key index levels for tomorrow. What should everyone have on their charts for the SPY and QQQ?
For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, that $667 to $668 zone is now the key support shelf to watch. As long as we're above that, the bulls are in control. For the QQQ, it's all about holding $602. That's the line in the sand for the tech bulls.
Excellent. So the big takeaway is, the market is strong, but the real alpha is in identifying the sector rotation and the specific momentum leaders that are attracting institutional money. This has been incredibly helpful.
Anytime. The key is to stay nimble and focus on what's working right now.
That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Trade smart, and we'll see you next time.